Hello there, I'm Kim Malcolm. It's Friday, the skies are clearing. Time to peek outside our caves and wonder what we can do this weekend. Well, today our guide is Brangen Davis, arts and culture editor with Crosscut. She gave me three picks for the weekend, starting with a performance at Meany Hall tonight and tomorrow by the dance company Streb Extreme Action.
It's a pretty intense action, all involving falling and bouncing back, which seems like the metaphor we need right now.
Right? Yeah. Yes. You know, I have not seen them in person. I saw a little clip of it on YouTube, and it's like dance and gymnastics and I don't know what.
Yes, that's exactly. And kind of maybe some circus arts in there. So the founder, Elizabeth Streb, it was always obsessed as a child with learning how to fly and, you know, quickly figured out humans aren't built to fly. So what she set out to do was to figure out, okay, well, what is the human sort of version of flying? And it's basically falling. And so what she does with her dance company is figure out, you know, what are those sort of exciting moments between falling and hitting the ground? And also, how can you hit the ground safely? And so she, you know, choreographs these routines where she's developed these incredible sort of apparati, where her dancers fall, you know, off of scaffolding, and they land in these sort of flat plank shape. So it's sort of, it's a safe way to land on the mats. And then they spring back up and jump off of something else like a giant moving wheel.
Wow. Sounds really cathartic. Amazing.
Exactly. That's what it, I mean, for me, it feels like that. It's got to be a catharsis of some kind, just like embracing the fall and the forces of gravity and then getting back up.
All right. Awesome. A lot of kinetic energy packed into Meany Hall. Streb Extreme Action. That's tonight and tomorrow night. Okay. What else do you got for us?
Okay. The other one is tonight at Town Hall. This is Gretchen Yanover, and she's a local cellist who's been around for a long time. I've seen her all around town. Beautiful cellist. And she has been the most recent artist in residence at Town Hall. So this is sort of her presentation of findings, as they call it. And the findings are new songs.
Oh, interesting. Well, for those of us who are not that familiar with her work, what would people expect to see tonight?
So she'll be doing some more sort of classical sounding music in a string trio. These are not old classical music, but what they call contemporary classical pieces that she's written. But then she also swaps out her traditional cello for an electric cello, which she creates these sort of dreamy soundscapes using a looping pedal. And it's kind of an amazing sound. It just gets really deep and layered and sort of puts you in this meditative state. It's really, really cool.
Gretchen Yanover, a local cellist, a favorite with crowds here. That's great. She's at Town Hall in person, I understand, and streaming at Town Hall Seattle at 7:30 tonight. And great. All right. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Lastly, I wanted to mention a new show at Art Exchange Gallery in Pioneer Square, and that's with local artist Lauren Ida. And she is a Cornish graduate, and she does paper cut art. She calls them paper cutaways, where she usually starts with a photograph that she takes and kind of translates into these delicate cut paper images that replicate the original image, but entirely with paper.
And Brangen, I understand the show has a connection with the Japanese internment.
Yes, so we're coming up on the 80th anniversary of Executive Order 9066. So Ida, the imagery she's using here is based somewhat on her own family photographs from the incarceration camps, and she's translating those into these paper cut images. Some of them are based on her her grandmother's older sister who was in the camps, and then others she's taken from historical archives from the camps and translated them into these beautiful images that, you know, some are more stark in black and white, but others she's added this very rich, vivid, colorful imagery with persimmons and lemons and dragons, sort of bringing the surreal into this very real and very sad imagery.
Mm, such a powerful anniversary for so many people around Puget Sound. Lauren Ida, local cut paper artist. Her show is at Art Exchange Gallery. Brandon Davis is the arts and culture editor with Crosscut. Thank you so much for bringing these to us.
Thanks so much for having me.